A haiku. Sorry, Ghostbusters, we really like crossing streams. Netflix, Hulu, Prime. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. TV junkies rejoice! 2019 brings media giants Disney and Warner both into the streaming service fray, as if there weren't a whole lot of on-demand content already out there. So much to see. Streaming has definitely disrupted the way we watch. What about the way we pay for it? Predictions of widespread cord-cutting, the demise of cable television. Are we seeing that? Brian Weezer focuses on media and advertising as a senior analyst at Pivotal Research Group. He says people are actually piling on more and paying more.
There are certainly people who have chosen to eliminate their traditional cable service and solely rely on over-the-top services. But that's a minority of the population. The majority are maintaining their existing services and they're adding new services.
All right, so Disney is starting a streaming service. Warner Media is getting into it too. You know, economic principles, with all this competition, shouldn't that mean better prices for consumers?
I don't know why more services would mean better prices if consumers are exhibiting a willingness to pay, which they are. In life or in business, we don't make decisions because they're good or bad. We make them because they're better than the next best alternative. The next best alternative, I might suggest, when it comes to video-based entertainment, is going out, seeing other human beings, spending money on a babysitter as well. The cost of going out is substantially more expensive for most people than the cost of paying for another video streaming service. And when you look at it in that sense, it's actually cheaper on the overall pocketbook of a household. And I think that helps explain why there is a sustained increase in total spending on video-based products.
Well, sticking with money, what about advertising? Because a lot of these streaming services don't feature advertising.
So broadcast TV still reaches almost everyone across almost every age group, right? So broadcast television has retained, if not expanded, its relative value to advertisers. Because if you do cut the cord, or if you've never had multi-channel service, you almost certainly have access to broadcast TV, right? You put up rabbit ears. Mm-hmm. And so to the extent that advertisers can still reach more people with a campaign that runs on network TV than on essentially any other medium. Mm. In a world where reach is the first metric that you use to assess where you should prioritize your campaigns, network TV holds up pretty well.
Brian Weezer is a senior analyst at Pivotal Research Group. I asked him how many streaming services he personally uses. Only two, which seemed honestly kind of low to me. I mean, I'm knee-deep in stars right now. But he says beyond Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, subscriptions fall off a cliff. We'll see what happens with Disney. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.